From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Hundreds of people, including family, friends, and admirers, gathered Wednesday for a memorial service for Heather Heyer, the woman who was killed Saturday when a car was driven into a crowd of protesters in Charlottesville, Virginia. Police allege a suspected neo-Nazi was driving the car. He has been charged with second-degree murder. The 32-year-old Heather Heyer was among hundreds of people who had gathered to oppose white supremacists, Klansmen, and neo-Nazis. Her father, Mark Heyer, spoke at the service on Wednesday.
She wanted equality. And in this issue of the day of her passing, she wanted to put down hate. And for my part, we just need to stop all this stuff and just forgive each other.
President Trump continues to face a barrage of criticism for his contention that both white supremacists and counter-protesters were to blame for the deadly violence that erupted in Charlottesville. On Wednesday, he announced that he had dissolved two business advisory committees composed of two of top American corporate executives after at least seven CEOs announced they were resigning from the councils because of his remarks. Also Wednesday, two former U.S. presidents, George H.W. Bush and his son George W. Bush, released a joint statement that said, "America must always reject racial bigotry, anti-Semitism, and hatred in all forms." You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. President Trump says North Korea